Read the bill!
Not only make sure that all Americans have access to the best medicine...
They already do!
Yikes, John, are these town halls or town roasts?
Sound of democracy in action in America.
Indeed. As Congress goes home, it's all about the messaging, the battle of the bullets, only metaphorically speaking there. Democrats are honing their attacks on the insurance industry while Republicans are emphasizing costs.
But that's people at a town hall meeting that you can actually find on YouTube screaming at Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Human Services Secretary, and Senator Arlen Specter, newly a Democrat from Pennsylvania.
Well, we decided to send our own reporters out to some town halls to get their firsthand reporting on the issues. Adam Allington is a reporter for KWMU in St. Louis, Missouri, and Michael Puente is a reporter for Chicago Public Radio. He joins us from Northwest Indiana. Both have been covering the local reaction for The Takeaway. And of course, we're joined by our friend Todd Zwillick, The Takeaway's Washington correspondent. Thanks for joining me, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So first, let's get out of the Beltway bubble and follow these politicians home. Michael, you attended a town hall meeting last night. Where'd you go?
I went to this little setting in Chesterton, Indiana, which is about 40 minutes east of Chicago, where Congressman Peter Visklovsky, who's a congressman of the area, was invited to speak on a variety of issues, but mainly health care. And there, got a little rough for him. I mean, there was about 100, maybe 150 people in the hall itself, but outside there were protesters. I mean, it was kind of
wow.
Crazy.
Well, let's take a listen at what you heard. So, Michael, did you get the impression that these were organized protesters, or was this just a spontaneous eruption of apparently sheer anger?
No, this wasn't spontaneous. This was definitely organized by those who are, you know, dead bent against having any kind of national health care program. And they want their voices heard, and they got it. I'm not sure how effective it's going to be since the debate rages on. But they were out there fully organized with signs and really, really a lot of energy and emotion.
Let's bring Adam Allington, public radio reporter for KWMU in St. Louis, into this. You're picking up buzz from your listeners. Are passions running equally as high?
Oh, definitely. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill held a town hall meeting in St. Louis last week, and it was much the same reaction. About 300 people, very emotional, and the people who sort of turned out to raise their voice of protest against health care reform spoke, much louder than those who just sort of turned out to, you know, ask questions and maybe give their perspective. It was a pretty heated meeting.
I understand that you spoke to one of your listeners actually outside of your studio, Michael Buckley. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I spoke to Michael Buckley in downtown St. Louis. St. Louis is a big city, so with that, there are quite a few Democrats in St. Louis. But I would say Michael is fairly typical of outstate Missourians who are very skeptical of health care reform. They don't see health care reform as being as urgent as, say, the economy was when then-Senator Obama was campaigning in Missouri. They look around and they see, you know, around 80% of Missourians who have health insurance, and they just don't see the need to push reform through.
Yeah, let's listen to what, Adam, let's listen to what Michael told you about his views.
I tell him not to pass it.
And why is that?
I'm not in favor of it. I think it's socialist, and I don't like the idea at all. It's going to cost too much. It's going to have people lose their insurance coverage. I don't like the abortion funding provisions that are in there. It's just not a good bill. And nobody's read the thing.
Adam, during the election, though, Obama drew really huge crowds in Missouri, I think like 100,000 folks. Does it seem that the political tides are shifting on this health care debate?
I don't know if they're shifting as much as Missourians just look around and they don't see the urgency in the same way as they saw the economy. The President Obama hasn't been able to tap into the fears most Missourians had about the economy. And it's been a hard sell for him. And he's had congressmen and senators out, trying to drum up support for this. And it just hasn't been, it hasn't been happening to the same degree that he's had for economic reform.
Well, and it's going to be a real challenge during this recess, and we're going to get a take from Todd Zwillick in just a moment. But Michael Puente, you know, here's someone that you spoke with, Jule Kozlowski, who was at that town meeting, and you can actually hear in this clip of tape just how challenging it is for someone who wants information about health care to make it through the sort of drumbeat that's going on in the background. Listen.
I really believe we need health care reform desperately. I am very happy with my own insurance, but there are many, many other people who need it desperately, who don't have jobs, who are being screwed into the ground by being sick. It's just a terrible situation.
Frustration, eh, Michael Puente?
It is frustration, John, and also because, you know, they were actually a little bit earlier on there, chanting at me because they wanted me to go to their site to talk to them.
Wow.
They're chanting like coward to me. So I'm like, I'll get over there. And once I got over there, it was actually pretty difficult to even talk to them because there's a lot of them were just, they don't trust the media itself. So it was really a buzz over there.
So Todd Zwillick, I want to bring you into this conversation. You've been listening to all of this. Let's turn to the politics. Axelrod called the insurance companies mercurial. Pelosi called them villainous. That's the message that they're going into the recess. Do you think that that is a winning strategy?
Well, you can really see, Amy, why the Democrats wanted to get this done so quickly. Remember all those deadlines? The president wanted to get it done by the August recess. Makes sense now, doesn't it? I think they knew this was coming. How easy it is to organize people, whether it's Republican operatives or the insurance industry or just people who just plain don't like these bills, coming out to these town halls, which the Blue Dogs and other Democrats said were for educational purposes. Let members meet their constituents. Well, now it's turning into, in some cases, a protest venue or a bit of a circus.
Waterloo comes to mind.
Well, Waterloo comes to mind, and it's way too early to tell what will eventually happen. I think a lot of people, even if they are drummed up and against some of the details of this bill, or even maybe against some of the notions of what they think is in the bill, whether it is or isn't. You know, we've had Republican members on the House floor saying that this bill is going to put senior citizens to death and that the government will be forcing them into euthanasia. Just not true. So there's some emotional aspects of this as well.
Todd Zwillick, quick yes or no. Do you think Democrats are going to be able to sort of get it together and get their own counter-protesting, their own people at these town halls?
I don't know if that's their strategy or not, but I'm going to tell you they're going to have to counter this with a very strong message of why the country needs reform, and they want the president to make the case loud and clear. They need the commander-in-chief on this.
Todd, thank you so much for joining us. We were also joined by Adam Allington, public radio reporter for KWMU in St. Louis, Michael Puente, reporter and Northwest Indiana bureau chief for Chicago Public Radio, Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.